Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello and welcome to the Love of the Star podcast, ladies and gentlemen. He's Brian Broaddus, Super Bowl winning scout, and I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. Love of the Star, Tuesday, June 3rd, OTAs fully underway. We got a lot to get to here in Cowboys land, Brian Broaddus. Happy Tuesday to you.
Thank you.
Want to just start off with just asking you, as you are super plugged in throughout all these OTAs, What is the most interesting one or two things that come to mind with what's shaking out right now?
Yeah, I think we're starting to hear some positivity about, with Sanders, Williams, the running backs, and how maybe they might be incorporated, maybe the fountain of youth a little bit through the first couple of media practices that we've had, that looks like that Sanders has a little juice to him catching the football. Well, boy, that would be a good thing for the Cowboys if all of a sudden that Miles Sanders could reclaim some of that ability that he had when he was playing in Philadelphia. I have my own questions about the running back position. I love with the selection of Blue, interested in Maffa. But if you're telling me that Williams and Sanders could also bring something to the party, oh, that's very, very encouraging in itself. So excited about that. Excited about the fact that the wide receivers are, different guys are stepping up and making plays. And we all keep the focus on CeeDee Lamb. We keep the focus on Pickens, but we need to focus on some of these other guys too. How's Tolbert playing? How's he adapting to it with the new receiver coach? Jonathan Mingo seems to be a guy that every time that we get the media availability, and you're going to hear me say that a lot, media availability until we actually get to training camp and put our own eyes on. I know you and I have to do our show during the afternoon. That's the one thing I do appreciate about Mike McCarthy. He would practice before our show, so I was able to watch all that. But from what I'm hearing, the reports, all those things, very, very positive about Mingo and how he's been able to make adjusting catches. I think that when you also think about what's going on with Elam at cornerback as well, these are things that to me are going to kind of dictate how things are going to be at the cornerback spot. Are we going to see what's the competition there? Is Elam going to be a guy that's going to step in and be the starter opposite Bland? Have they figured out nickel stuff yet? These are all things they're working through in the OTAs. Excited to kind of hear that kind of news. Kind of looking at Elijah Clark, the safety from Syracuse, undrafted safety, hearing that he's getting work with the ones. They're throwing him in there. Here's a rookie that, kind of a little bit of a slightly built guy, 187, 188 pounds, kind of a true free safety player. But, the Cowboys gave him a significant signing bonus. I guarantee you when I go over there and talk to somebody, they're going to tell me, well, we had Clark in the fifth round on our board. and we went and got him. And, you know, that's just like getting an extra draft pick right there. You get somebody off that draft board, but you get somebody that a rookie that immediately steps in and takes some reps with the ones just to kind of see how he's doing it and no worse for wear. Those things are things that you kind of look for in these OTAs. Next week, we have the mandatory mini camp, which all 3 days we'll be able to evaluate. And then that's it. I mean, these will be the final 3 days of the organized team activities. Then the front office, the coaches, everybody will take a break basically until we report to Oxnard on July 21st. So, there, you know, if you're talking about potentially signing guys, I know, Eric, I'm covering a lot of ground here, but you just kind of rolled the ball out there for me. But this is could be the opportunity if they're going to add somebody. Maybe there's a June 1 cut. Maybe there's some players that that we're not really talking about very much that they might want to add for some depth pieces. This would be the time to do it, you know, from June 1st until about the time that the OTAs are over. That's kind of your window right now for signing anybody if you're interested, because after that, everybody says, we'll see you football for about a month.
Absolutely. Okay. I love it. That's a great breakdown of where things are at right now. I do think it's interesting. The undrafted safety out of Syracuse getting some look with the ones, and part of it might just be the time of year that we're in and they're just wanting to see, different guys in the mix there. But I also think it speaks to, hey, there's going to be some competition here at the safety spot. You're seeing it with Toya and with Mozzie. I've been seeing that Toya has been getting plenty of first team looks as well as that one technique. So, and especially for a team that's probably going to be depending on a lot of young guys, that's how the Cowboys do it. Draft and develop, throw these guys into the fire a little bit. So, and the receiver stuff that you're talking about is interesting because that I can't help but just imagine, okay, if you got guys not named CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens making plays, how much of that is because the scheme is actually finally now helping wide receivers maybe get open a little bit easier and playing to their strengths a little bit? And that's something that we're obviously dying to see in this Cowboys offense, certainly hopeful. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a very good point. I know last week coming out of the practice, the scheme appeared to be Cowboys working on quick game, talking to Bobby Belt, Todd Archer, and others that were attending practice. You know, the hitch is the short game, you know, and everybody's like, whoa, wait a minute. We're talking about the same kind of passes that Mike McCarthy, it's the hitch, it's the out, it's the, you know, it's the simple stuff. Where's some of the vertical things and all that? And I think there were some folks out there in Cowboy Nation that were panicking, like, oh, is this what the offense is going to be? Is it going to be a dink and dunk? Is it going to be just hitches and, you know, that kind of thing? I just feel like that this is just part of the installation. What they're trying to do is they're going to put stuff in during these OTA. We don't get to see all the practices. So there might be a practice where all of a sudden we get to watch a dink and dunk practice, and then we all get to lose our minds that the offense is going to be based on dink and dunk. When in actuality, the day before, you didn't see the four passes they threw down the field to George Pickens where he and Elam got, you know, he got separation and all that. You know, I think the Cowboy fans, I mean, yes, there's things that are going into the installation part of it, but what they want to make sure of is when they get to Oxnard, they really don't want to be teaching this stuff. They want to be like, okay, who could take what we talked about in the classroom from the OTAs and the mini camps and bring it to the field in Oxnard? Because then, you know, they're going to play a preseason game against the Rams. And then from that point on, it's, you know, Atlanta, the Ravens, a couple more preseason games. But then it's going to be about getting ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's going to be about, okay, we've given you OTAs, mini camp. We've given you a week, 10 days of training camp. Now it's time to, you're either going to make the team or you're not going to make the team. So don't panic out there, Cowboy fans. If you hear, oh, the hitch game, short game, quick game, screen game, you know, don't panic about that. That's just part of what they're trying to install right now in order to get to some of the other things that we'll see every day when we're in Oxnard.
Yeah. And all those routes, all those concepts, quick game stuff. I mean, that's in every single offense across the sport. Right. It's just, is that 90-95% of your playbook, which is what it's felt like for many years with the Cowboys, or is that just something that is a part of your grander scheme? And hopefully that is the direction that Schottenheimer's taken this. Now, one of the things brought us that I've taken away from this that gives me a ton of encouragement and is leading me down a path of maybe my hottest bordering on being confident that this is not just going to be a okay offensive line. I think this is going to be a good offensive line. It started with the coaching staff, but obviously the Tyler Booker stuff there is huge at right guard. But then seeing and hearing the stuff coming out about Tyler Guyton, and Schottenheimer's been very adamant about talking about Guyton in a positive manner, saying that he's had a terrific offseason. He's been working his tail off and he looks great. And then hearing Tyler Guyton after practice the other day with the media talking about how he thinks he's figured out a lot about what he needs to do to take care of his body, being able to play at a high level. He says, following the guys that have come before me, understanding that the routine is very important. He feels like he's learned a ton. And he also goes on to talk about how, you know, there's going to be ebbs and flows, but he understands that it already happened. Last year is in the past. He's going to be moving forward, learning from it. The mistakes that he made, he says he's got a lot to prove. He's got a lot to work on. He notes that he didn't do good last season and he wants to be better. He says, I want to be the guy that can be depended on. I just feel like I had a lot to prove and I needed to work on things. Getting in here earlier was the way I was going to do it. I'm not going to be making any excuses. I just didn't play as good as I needed to last year. And he says he's coming in with a different attitude this year to become a much better player. He's got his diet dialed in. He's lost some weight. He's not doing the fried food stuff. So seems like the professionalism is really starting to crank up for Tyler Guyton, the attitude change. And it also leads me down a path where I'm wondering, okay, I've been lamenting the way that McCarthy and the coaching staff last year handled Tyler Guyton, because we all knew last season with the way it developed, that goes down. Like, this is not a championship season. This is not a playoff season. Let's go ahead and make sure our young rookie left tackle gets as many reps as possible. And so we've been all frustrated about that. And to some extent, I still absolutely am. Because it's like, dude, this guy needs to get reps. But also, I think there's some element to that lighting a fire under Tyler Guyton to propel him into this offseason with a newfound attitude and professionalism to get to where he wants to go. Like, you were a first round pick, you barely played. We got Chuma Doga in there over you, bro. That's how bothered we are by the way that you're playing and just how you've approached your rookie season. And so, as much as I wish he had a lot more reps under his belt as a rookie, I think that probably helped him be like, okay, you know what? Let me go ahead and...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
let me attack this in a different way here. And so maybe there are some positives to the way that McCarthy and these guys handled him last year.
Yeah, to me, this is where I'll disagree with you on that. And it's hard. This is the hard aspect of things. Tyler Guyton, not a lot of experience, needed experience, wasn't playing great, really immature, all things that you totally addressed. This is where I think that to me that, and Jerry Jones, and I say this in a way of, I'm saying I'm disagreeing with you on this, but this is where Jerry Jones as a general manager should have said, you know what, play Tyler Guyton, play him. But you're also got to be mindful and somewhat respectful of Mike McCarthy and them trying to save their season. Tyler Guyton was in a no-win situation. Probably had a line coach that wasn't very happy with him. Had a front office initially that wasn't very happy with him. And so you could tell he wasn't very happy with himself. Very immature, didn't know what it take to be a good pro. Really, unfortunately, nobody tried to help him to become a good pro. Zach Martin was your veteran guy, playing banged up, playing hurt. Did he reach out to Tyler Guyton? Probably, maybe he did. Maybe was stubborn and didn't want to take the coaching. Thought he had all the answers, But this is where you have to, if you're the general manager, you have to tell them, play this kid. He hasn't had a lot of work. Play him. But the coaches could come back to Adam and Jerry and probably say, he's not ready to play. If you want to get somebody hurt out there, put Tyler Guyton out there. So it's kind of it's a bad situation all around. He needed reps. He needed to mature. McCarthy needed to play him. He's trying to save his job. This was really a bad year overall. And yeah, I appreciate Tyler Guyton coming out and saying, hey, I wasn't mature. I needed to learn. I needed to get better. I needed to work harder. Trying to address all those things to not be a detriment to this football team. A lot of things were against him last year, including himself. That was, I think, the biggest problem, that himself was, there were times where during training camp where we would report about him having one or two really good reps against Micah Parsons. And you're like, there's hope here. But that was few and far between. I do appreciate the fact that he has owned up to his own faults. I wish that Jerry Jones would have told Mike McCarthy to play him just to get him the experience. But, I think we are where we're at right now, and hopefully that'll be better things going forward. But there were a lot of things in fault for him not playing well last year, including himself.
100%. Maybe that was sort of a rock bottom situation for him.
Yeah.
And now he's clearly come out on the other side with newfound professionalism.
He could have been in a situation much like with Terrence Steele. And we talk about this. And, Terrence Steele under Joe Philbin was a better player. Under Mike Solari, there were moments where he didn't even look like the same player. So you wonder about the line coach. You wonder about guys being in the doghouse. You wonder about technique, scheme changes, all these things, and how they affect these linemen. It appears that they've gone the right route. When you have an OC that's a former line coach, and you got a top-notch college offensive line coach now coming in, so you've got a couple of guys there, and hopefully that will be something that's the first building block. But it's going to take Tyler Guyton having that come to realization meeting of himself that he wasn't good enough and he was a detriment to this football team. That's a great start for that. So I am hopeful. I think Tyler Booker is the complete opposite of what Tyler Guyton was coming into the situation. I think this is more about plug and play than it is like we've seen in the past with the Dallas Cowboys. Just go back through the history of the offensive line and go back and look at how they've been able to put plug and play guys in. Tyler Guyton wasn't plug and play. He wasn't ready to be plug and play. Tyler Booker is ready to be plug and play.
Yeah. Yeah. So all in all, I mean, my optimism for the offensive line is just going up and up and up right now. And that would be a huge factor. And if the Cowboys are going to shock some people this season, the offensive line is going to have to be much better than it was last year for sure. And much better than what most people's expectations are for it right now. Tyler Guyton and his maturity, the professionalism, getting his body right and everything like that, plus the new coaching staff. That's a definite step in the right direction there for that unit. All right, we'll get to the Dean Julia mailbag here in a few minutes, but you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.